You ever failed anybody here?
No, sir. Never will.
I want you to turn to the book of Acts tonight. I want you to go to the 9th chapter. I'm not going to preach too long tonight. If you'll give me 2 minutes, I'll take two more. And we just add all them up. Brother Savage, he says, how many will give me 5 minutes tonight? And then he counts them up, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Yeah. There you go. Got me a little rope here.
Yeah.
It's kind of an illustrated message.
Yes, sir.
If I can get it here. This is not a real big rope, but it's strong. I don't know if you can see that or not, but I just want to illustrate. This might be all my sermons, just illustration. Can y'all see me? You see my little rope? Everybody see this rope, yellow rope? All right. Now that, I want to mention something about this here in just a minute. I want you to go to the 9th chapter of the book of Acts in verse number 23. I'll read verse 22 first. It said, but Saul increased in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. Now this is Saul, Paul. Now, if you'll notice in the first verse of the 9th chapter, what's it say there? And Saul, breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. And then I read to you here in this 22 verses later, he has got in trouble with the Jews for preaching that Jesus is the very Christ. And now the Bible said, after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul. Now, I don't want to get over dramatic here. I don't think I can with this subject that we're dealing with the last couple of months. But the devil does desire to kill you. As a matter of fact, that's the only thing that he really is interested in, is killing you. When you live for the Lord and you proclaim the name of Christ, the devil hates you. And so the Jews planned on killing the Apostle Paul. Now, he'd just been converted. He just started preaching. And they said, we're going to have to get rid of this. So, the Bible said, their laying await was known of Saul. Saw him waiting out at the door. And he said to him, they come to him and said, the Jews are out here, and I overheard them talking. They're going to kill you. Now, wait a minute. Well, what are we going to do? The Bible said, they watched the gates day and night to kill him. I want to just tell you, I don't know what I'll do tonight. But I feel like I have overheard a plot. You say you're getting too dramatic, preacher. I'm just telling you what the, well, I'm just telling you the truth of it. Brother Jeff, catch me if I fall, buddy. Hey, that's a good gesture, buddy. Huh? He waxed those steps. He confessed this morning. I about lost it. I seem like I overheard a plot a few weeks ago. Huh? You say what? Yeah. I overheard a plot. There's some people in our church that the devil's trying to kill. Now, some of you are saying, I don't believe it. And some are saying, well, that's a no-brainer. He's trying to kill us all. And I know that, but I felt like in the last few weeks, I don't know how long it's been now, that there's a plot. The devil is involved in a plot to kill some of our people. That's right. That's right. Now, what is this deal? What's got this going? I'm going to tell you. The devil can't stand, amen, when people give Christ his due. The devil don't like it. Brother Darrell, not that you're one of them, but you could be. Huh? Devil don't like it when you shout out the side door. Huh? So he'll just stop that if he can. Ain't that right? You young preachers, he don't like it when you're hucking and a bucking and a preaching and a crying and a praying. He don't like that. So he's got a plot. He wants to kill you. Now he knows you. He's watched you. He knows your habits. He's going to be coming out that door any minute. When he comes out that, Henry, I hate to scare you, buddy, but he's got a mark on you too. Huh? He's going to wait right outside that door. We know where they come out. When he comes out, we're going to kill him. I overheard the plot. I've been trying to warn you for 2 months. Now, I know some of you, bless your hearts, you're such sweet saints. You just don't hardly even believe anything bad, even on the devil. But I'm going to tell you, he's a bad one. And he desires to kill you. He's got a plot. He's been planning it. And I'll tell you something. The devil is a very patient stalker. Huh? He's been watching you, and you may not even know he's watching you. You come out just like usual, skipping out of the house, whistling. He's right over there in the shadows. He watches your every move. You don't like this. I know. We'll go home. You'll be in baloney heaven before you know it. Praise God. He's watching your every move. He's plotting. There's things that's happened in your life the last few months that you thought just happened by chance when it was him the whole time plotting your demise. That's right. Now, there's times I need a lot of amens when I preach. Most of the time, 99% of the time. Tonight ain't one of them, I'll just tell you. I'm just going to tell you what I know. Huh? They watched at the openings in the gate. They watched him. Hey, but somebody, and thank God I don't know who it was, but somebody overheard the plot. Huh? I overheard it a few weeks back. Amen. Early in the morning, I got a little word. Amen. Man, and you all remember, I mean, it's been on me for months now. But I mean, it got me to my emotions just about overtook me. I've cried and wept and rebuked and preached and tried everything. You know why? Because the devil's got a plot. We can't let it happen. Huh? I said we can't let it happen. We can't let it. I don't know who it was that first came in and slipped their way in by night. Amen. Up the back staircase into where Saul was. Saul? Where are you going? I'm going to Jerusalem. I need to talk to you. There's people waiting outside the door to kill you. Kill me? Me? What have I done to them? They don't like you, Jesus preaching. They don't like you living for God. They didn't like what you've been doing for the Lord. I going to do? Huh? What am I going to do? Y'all stay with me now. I want to tell you, I need to say this one more time for those that just disregard it. The devil intends to kill you. If there's not some intervention, you're going to be dead in a little while. Now, come on. I don't buy that. Look at me. You can't scare me. You think that's what Paul said? What? Get clear out of the door, boys. I'm Saul of Tarsus. No. He said, what in the world are we going to do? I want to ask you, what are we going to do? You keep going like you're going? That's where it's going in. We can't let it happen. You say, I don't like this. I'm just preaching from the Holy Ghost and what I feel in my soul. Now listen to me. Paul goes over there. The Bible said it was overheard. The plot was overheard. So they went in to Saul, and I don't know who it was. It don't even give their names. It don't tell who overheard the plot. Hey, I wish, listen, I don't know at the times somebody in this church has called me and said, I had a dream about you last night. Brother Mac, you understand? You remember? You know what I'm saying? You may have even forgot what you told me a few weeks ago. Boy, did that ever come to pass. You understand what I'm saying? Sister Connie, you remember calling me? Huh? Yeah, you probably don't remember it. Huh? Sister Ethel May, do you remember telling me a few times down the back road? Huh? The devil intends to kill you. Sister Helen, do you remember? Hadn't been 2 weeks ago. You remember? Huh? Years ago, I was in Allentown, and I like to go to that meeting. It's so refreshing for preachers. And I wasn't planning on going. Brother David Horton called me, and he said, are you going to Allentown? And I said, I just told him, no, I really couldn't afford to go, to be honest with you. He said, well, I'm going down. And said, you won't cost you nothing to ride with me. And so I said, well, if you're going to go and buy the gas, I guess I could ride down. Him and his family, and I rode down, and you know. I got down there, and we just stayed a day and the night. And the next day, I went in the service, and y'all remember Brother Mike Blue? Brother Mike Blue, I had an altar, and I seen him just crying and crying and crying and crying and crying, and then he'd look up my way, and he'd cry and cry. And it kind of unnerved me a little bit. He finally come straight over to me just sobbing. I'd never seen him act like that. He said, brother, why is it every time I look at you, my heart breaks? There's something not right. I feel like telling you, you need to be on your guard. Boy, that scared me up. I just fell in the altar and went to crying and praying with him. I got up and kind of got my composure and started to go out toward the campground outside. Brother Neil Bridges, he said, oh, Brother Randy, I'm glad I saw you. Brother, last night I had a dream. There were snakes all around you. He said, I'm worried. I'm concerned. I feel like warning you. Brother David Horton, I started toward the car, and he come up, and he said, Brother Randy, said, I feel a little uneasy. He said, I feel like going home. I said, I feel like going with you. As fast as we can go. Are y'all understanding? Hey, man, them men of God overheard a plot. We left out, and I'm telling you, it was in the evening. We left out, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, we was driving up around near Knoxville, and it was icy cold rain. We'd fell asleep in that van. He just had bought a new van, had it customized. Fell asleep in that, and about 3 in the morning, I woke up and just looked around behind me, and there were flames coming out from under that back seat where his children were laying in that back seat of that van. Brother David, I hollered at him, and I said, Brother, I looked over at him. Smoke had done filled that van, and he was nodding off driving down the road. He was just nodding. And I screamed at him, and I said, Brother David, there's a fire in this van. He pulled over. I didn't have no shoes on, didn't have my coat on in March and ice and rain. And I got out of that van on one side of the door and swung the door open. His three children were just small. And I got those children out of that van, and he went around the back to get toward the fire. And I didn't count the time, but I would say within 1 minute, that van was consumed. The devil was waiting at the door to kill some preachers. But they were warned. And men of God, you listen to me? We lost the van. I lost my old Bible. I lost every stitch of clothes nearly I had. I lost my shoes. I come home barefoot. Huh? But I got my life. And you know what? I'll just put this in there. Y'all took me up an offering. I bought better clothes than I ever had in my life. And then I hate to tell you this now. You want your money back. But I turned it in on my insurance and they paid me too. But I'm going to tell you, I overheard a plot. The devil's trying to kill you. Huh? How many believes I'm telling you the truth? Listen to me. He says, the disciples, this is after they waited at the door, the disciples took him by night. Now this is not Peter and John and James. These are the disciples that were Damascus. They took him by night and led him down by the wall in a basket. That's the rope. This is the wall. At night under darkness. Hey, church, listen. You've got to listen to this preacher tonight. We have got to have a strategy. There's some folks that are in jeopardy tonight. Maybe more than a few. Amen. And they've got to escape or they're going to lose their life. Listen to me now. Amen. Old Donnie Bragg, 12 years. Amen. Just about to die. Finally, he was rescued in a basket. Now I want you to look at it. Here's a man of God, ended up writing most of the New Testament. But it would have never happened if they hadn't have made this great escape at night. Hey, the devil has intentions. He has a plot. But God has a plan. Are you listening to me? He desires every last one of you to be destroyed. Are you listening? Some particular here tonight. I'm telling you what I know is right. Some particularly in this house tonight. Amen. The devil has got a trap set for you. And I'm here to warn you. You've got to go out some other way. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he tells his story again. And he talks about all that he's been through. And the last thing he tells, after he tells about being beaten and shipwrecked and tortured and left for dead, the last thing he tells in all of that, he tells about being let down through a window. Amen. I don't know what happened. But listen, we need to get together here tonight. I'm going to try not to preach too long here. Amen. But we need to get together tonight. Amen. The devil has a plot for somebody. Amen. Not to live to fulfill what God has ordained for them to do. You think the devil would enjoy, amen, the Apostle Paul dying before he ever wrote the book of Romans, before he ever wrote the book of Ephesians, before he ever wrote any of those other books? You think the devil wouldn't love to destroy you, amen, before you get to do what God wants you to do? Oh, you got to stay with me now. I'm almost done. Amen. These disciples got together, and I wanted some volunteer disciples. Who will volunteer to be a disciple tonight? I'm not going to make you get up and do nothing. I just want to see. Any volunteers? That's what I thought. All right, let's change this a little bit. What if the one that's going to be destroyed is Justin? Any volunteers? Huh? What if it's a deal, Luke deal? Huh? Anybody volunteer to find a way to get this man to safety? How about Brent? Amen. How about Malik? Amen. You thought I was going to let you go to anybody, huh? Oh, no. Amen. What about we're going to have to figure. Come on now. You going to stay with me just a minute? Amen. Let's look around. What can we do? Amen. We're up here. We can't go down. They're waiting at every door. Amen. I'll tell you what we'll do. I don't know who got the idea. I'll tell you what we'll do. Amen. We'll have prayer meeting on Sunday evening at 4 o'clock. Amen. That sounds pretty good. I'll tell you what else. We'll have prayer meeting at 6 o'clock on Monday. I'll tell you what else we'll do. We'll push the plate back. Amen. A couple of days. Amen. Because the devil is wanting to kill somebody in our church. And we can't afford to let it happen. What are we going to do? I'll tell you what. I don't know who first come up with it. You know, there's a lot of people with a lot of ingenuity around the house of God. I don't know what we're going to do. Hey, here's a window. Whoa, that's a long way down there. I can't jump that far. Let's see. How can we get him out this window? Oh, I know. Praise God. I remember them spies in Jericho when they ran that upper room and they were about to get caught and that woman, what was her name? Rahab. She says, hey, you hide right here. We'll let you down. How many remembers what they did? They put a scarlet cord out the window. This ain't scarlet, but just use your imagination. They put a scarlet cord out the window, and those spies slid down that cord. And they said, hey, when we come back in here, you leave this cord hanging out the window. Hey, man, our cord of escape will be your cord of escape. Come on now. I'm about to feel like preaching to you a little bit. Hey, we've just about lost our tact and our ingenuity around church. We're good at having funerals, but I'm about tired of funerals, spiritually speaking. I wish somebody would say, amen. I think we ought to get together and find some way to get these, amen, that have been a subject of a plot, amen, back to safety. Amen. Here's a window. How are we going to get him down? Oh, look here. It's not very strong, but there's a wad of rope here. Amen. And here is a basket. And you know, when you study that basket, it was a rope basket, weaved rope that made kind of a big sack. Amen. And so, you know, there's old Paul. He wasn't a real big man according to, amen, to what I heard and read. Amen. But he was a man full grown. Well, how are we going to get him out? Well, we've got a basket, amen, and a rope. Amen. But what about it, Brother Paul? You expect me to get in that? Oh, no. He said, boys, it's kind of little, but I can shrink up. Oh, come on now. I wish somebody would say, amen. Can I tell you, you can't fight your way through everything. Amen. You need somebody to help you down the wall. Amen. And you might have to shrink up a little. Amen. To get in the basket. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I have a little claustrophobia. But if it means death, I'll just shrink down. Hallelujah. I wish I could preach to you. And you know, Paul wasn't a bit ashamed to say, amen, I'd have never lived this long if some of the men hadn't let me down by the wall in a basket. Hallelujah. They waited the darkness come. They tied the rope on the basket. Get in. Are you willing? He got in the basket. They eased him over the wall. Now here's what I want to preach to you. Get in. Anybody want to volunteer to be Paul? Okay, we'll imagine. Okay. Y'all still with me, aren't you? Brother Harold, can I have two more minutes? Huh? Okay, thank you, brother. Go ahead. Huh? Here. Remember now, men guarding the door. Back door guarded at night. Damn. How much farther? 8 more feet. Hold it. I hear somebody coming. Quiet. escaped for his life. You say, what are you talking about? What's this got to do with me? See this? See this? What is that? Huh? See this? What's this right here? It's hands on the rope. Who they belong to? I don't know. You? You ain't getting it, are you? I heard a plot. I overheard a plot. He intends to kill some of you. You hear me? But it don't have to be. But you know what? Somebody in safety is going to have to put their hands on the rope. Stand with me. Any volunteers? Any volunteers? All the volunteers, put the hands on the rope. I want you to come on up front. It's all right. I mean, that's fine. You're being honest. I'm being honest with you. I'm just going to show you where the problem lies. I'm going to tell you, I don't really have to see you at this altar. I already know. Some of you that's coming may need to get in the basket. You say, I'm too big a man to get in the basket. Then you may just get your head cut. You might have to shrink down, get in the basket. We're going to be done, church, when we get through. When we get through with this. We got done. We done had a good altar. Yeah, we had the Lord move. We cannot afford to let Paul go out the door. There's too much there. It's not God's will. There's too much potential. I wonder tonight, all the times, all the things I've been through, and I'll have to say, I don't know how a preacher could ever be proud and think he's something. I really don't. When you look back down the road and realize somebody's helped you every inch of the way nearly. Huh? We got to have help. Somebody's got to put their hands on the rope. These young folks, bless their hearts, they're so sweet and energetic, but they ain't got no more sense than nothing hardly half the time. And you say, well, boy, I don't like you talking about my kid like that. Well, all of mine was like that. Took after their mother and daddy. Huh? They got to be taught. Somebody's got to put their hands on the rope. The devil is plotting against you. But the church has a plan. In the basket, down the wall. Hands on the rope. Don't turn loose till they're on the ground. Huh? I tell you what, I look at Henry coming in here at church every service. Hey, amen. I want you to know right now, buddy, we aren't giving up on you. Never. Got that old call from that backslid preacher boy, 12 years. Brother Randy. I got saved today. Hey, that could be Henry. That could be you. If we'll get our hands on the rope. I'm almost done. We're going to go home. Church, we have got to have the mentality and ingenuity. Paul said, I have become all things to all men, that I by all means may win some. What an investment. Brother was talking about investing money, and I want to say this. I didn't mention this to Brother Steve. I'll take care of it. I'll just absorb that. That's just life. I appreciate your help. Huh? I appreciate your help. Somebody put it in his ear. I didn't. But I'm going to tell you, every investment we could make, huh? Listen, church. We have got to see some people saved from the plot of the devil. We've got to have enough ingenuity. The way we do things ought to be circled around. Is this going to be good for people or bad for people? Is this going to save people or is this going to cause them to be lost? Come on, church. We got to remember every morning when we get up, our hands should be on the rope. I said our hands should be on the rope because somebody's got to be rescued. Huh? Jeremiah was in a pit. Put in there by the king. Man had sympathy with him. Couldn't stand to see the man of God in the pit. He tied together a bunch of rags. Put them down in the dungeon. The man of God held on. Pulled him out of the pit. I tell you what, somebody's in the pit tonight. But I believe we ought to have a church. Whatever it takes, tie it together. Get them out. I want you to lift your hands and ask the Lord to help us in this place tonight.